It was.
Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max, man. It's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max, man.
What's up? This your girl, Miss FTL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. Sunday, fun day, Easter at that, and April Fool's. We're going to see what kind of hijinks we can cause today. But, hey, you all live. We're all talk no filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, baby. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter, and get us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. Got a nice show lined up for you because, hey, that's just what we do. We've been off. We missed y'all. Hope y'all missed us, and we are back. So, without further ado, let me go and get the other two-thirds of this dynasty on the line. My girl, Niecy, that dude, my dude, rap star. What's up, y'all?
Hey.
What?
What's going on? What's poppin'?
What? What's up? What's up, baby? We back. We back. The return of the body snatchers. You know what it is, man.
Got it poppin' like popcorn, baby. Pop. Rap star.
Yeah.
You were sick, boo. You were feeling good.
Man, I almost died, son. It was crazy. I almost died, man. I don't know what, man. I think I had Ebola, the swine flu, the bird flu. I think I had all kind of flu up in my system, man. Yo, man. Dirt, man. Money's a dirty thing. My job, I'm working with money all the time. When y'all people is buying things, you know, please wash your hands before y'all, you know, handle that shit. Because, you know, there's a lot of germs and a lot of cooties out there, man. It's crazy out there, man. I accidentally gave it to my grandfather. It was crazy. Almost killed my whole family. I gave it to my woman, gave it to my granddad, man. It was crazy, man. This is genocide right here, man. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
I told y'all that
man.
Shit wasn't no joke. At least you kicking it. It took me forever.
Man, it was crazy over here, man. I had to call an Uber to go to work. I couldn't deal with the outside, man. I was like, hey, yo, man. Yo, put this on my credit card. I came in the house crawling and shit. You know, it was crazy. It's crazy.
Not you had to crawl in the motherfucking house.
I had to crawl in the house, man, because my body was hurting. Like, my body was hurting. Like, it was crazy. Like, it felt like I had, you know, I was under, like, 5,000 pounds of water. Like, everything was just felt like it was just, like, pins and needles, man. I could barely sit up straight, man. I lost weight. I'm getting my weight back. I lost weight. All I've been drinking is green tea and everything like that. But I'm back now. So, you know, that's good. I ain't die. You know, what don't kill you make you stronger. So,
it's good. I ain't die.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. Nisha, you cool, though? Because you said you had a little sniffle. You good?
Yeah, seem like it's trying to come back on me. But we know I got a weak ass. I mean, you know, I ain't going to let it kill me. We know I get sick real easy. Real fucking easy. You know, I be mad as hell. Just came from off the road again, too. Mm-mm. Every time I leave town and come back to this motherfucker, I'm sick. Mm-mm. You motherfuckers need to start covering their fucking mouth. Start covering your motherfucking mouth when you call.
Yeah.
You blow your nose, keep you some motherfucking hand sanitizer right next to you. And when you blow, could you put the tissue around your whole fucking nose? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That shit makes
right.
me mad as hell.
Right.
I'm the fuck out. I'm going to eat. Yo. So eat. I actually did a live on Facebook. Wait, I didn't even tell you. Why the fuck I was eating a Masson roach? I like to have a motherfucking heart attack in New York, of course. Why? Eating in the restaurant, the hotel restaurant. It was a goddamn roach. They going to act like they don't know. Bitch, you know you got them things. You got them brown boys, motherfucker. You know you got them brown boys.
They said it was a crouton. Be like, I ain't even had salad, nigga.
No, it wasn't
about?
In my plate. It wasn't in my motherfucking plate. The motherfucker was on the side. I'm like, getting ready. I'm drinking these, throwing the Long Island's back, right? I'm throwing them back. I was on Facebook Live. It's funny as hell because since then I see people commenting, talking about it wasn't really a roach, was it? The fuck I said, what the fuck is that, a roach? I was like, oh, hell no. Nah. I ain't seen a roach in many motherfucking years since I was like a little girl. That shit fucked me up. It was on it, like on the side of my glass, my cup, but at the bottom, right next to the cup.
It was on your fucking glass?
Listen,
the roach,
at the bottom,
the roach,
it was just chilling.
The roach wanted
I said, oh, this
too.
Bitch wanted something to eat, too. I said, oh, no, I was eating them chicken wings, sucking the fuck out of them chicken wings. You know, I sucked the moon out of this shit. So, you know, I was sucking on the motherfucking chicken wings, and I was hungry, too. Not hungry, but hungry. You know what I'm saying? I was starving. And I was hungry as fuck. I said, oh, no. Then I'm sitting there at a little post. Somebody telling me, you know, the one thing you don't want to do, you should never sit, like, up against some shit. Like, I sit up against walls and shit because I like to be able to see what the fuck is going on. But I also be looking
up
and down
for
the
shit. Down the wall.
Listen, I don't know where. I think that bitch just came on down the motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, down the bar. You know? The man trying to look for bitches gone. You know you got these motherfuckers. I was mad as hell. You know them as y'all friends and y'all, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no way, because he didn't even like, anybody else would have been like moving everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to move my plate over or whatever. As far as I know, the bitch might have been sitting in the plate. I don't fucking know. But the motherfucking chicken wings was good. Roach chicken wings and roach french fries, I guess I was having. And he put them on the motherfucking menu. Plate of roaches.
Damn.
I was hot.
That was probably a special. It's probably
Listen,
a special.
That motherfucker, I was
you
scared I was going to carry that bitch home with me. Scared. All I kept thinking when I got home is, God, please don't let me have seen carry no roaches back. Because we know for a fact them motherfuckers carry babies, and that is something I don't need. I don't have, I don't think I'm scared of that. I get real easy. I get spiders and centipedes. If I get a girl, I fuck everything in this bitch. Now I'm leaving. You know, I ain't coming back. I ain't fucking around with brown boys.
Man.
Brown boys.
Look,
you know, that's what my mother used to call my
rap.
Little girl. Brown boys.
Brown boys.
It's a rap.
Brown boys.
Hey, it is what it is on that, man. That's crazy. That's a fucked up experience. They would have had to cop everything. But look, we still got to get into them Dollhouse announcements real quick, man. We're going to let Roy tell us about what to do at Dollhouse Radio, and then we'll be right back. So stay tuned.
Yep.
Let's go.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m. and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dalhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dalhouse_radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Your royalty had that bedroom voice on Dalhouse. But anyway, that was the lovely royalty giving it up for what's going on at Dalhouse Radio. But it's that time. You know what it is. What did do that at?
Yeah. All right. I got y'all with something. First and foremost, I'd like to give a shout out to all the fathers who's actually, you know, in their child's life, rather if they with the woman that, you know, they had the baby by or not. This story is crazy. I never heard of this instance before, but this story lets me know that the justice system continually to fail people, especially the black and brown. But it says, a Houston father by the name of Clifford Hall, he is facing over 180 days in jail for overpaying his child support and over visiting his 11-year-old son. Now, he said that the child support was altered in some way, and nobody, you know, really told him what was going on. The courts do that all the time. So when he got this notice that he had like a warrant for his arrest, he automatically paid almost $3,000 in back child support. The court said that he was, that's what he owed. But when he actually went to court, they said that he really didn't owe anything. Come to find out that his employer was withholding some money that he was being, you know, given for his wages and everything. Sometimes they would take a little bit by week. Sometimes it was large amounts. Sometimes it was small amounts. Sometimes it was nothing. So when he went to court, and the opposing counsel actually testified twice in court that he actually did pay his child support, but his ex attorney that was representing, you know, his ex wanted him to pay $3,000 in attorney fees. So even after he was proven that he was paying child support, they were still trying to get him for, you know, court fees and everything like that. And the punk ass judge agreed to it.
Uh-oh.
And they were trying to throw a little shit in there saying that he wasn't visiting his son according to where they were scheduling from. I guess there was like a set date that he could visit his son, and he was over visiting his son. So they took that into consideration as well. The judge, at the end of the proceeding, the judge ordered him, you know, sentenced him to 6 months in jail. After when he heard that, you know, he raised hell just like any man would, any man in that situation would. He raised hell, he stormed out of court, and she found him in contempt, and she said that was a big no-no. So he's facing up to 6 months in jail. So the overall thing is the man's going to jail for overpaying child support and overly spending time with his son that the court, you know, set up. Where they do that at?
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's a damn shame that the system is always looking for a way to bury the black and brown persuasion. I mean, I feel like if the person had have been of another ethnicity, had they been white, that never would have happened. I mean, when it's in writing. If you give me a set amount that I'm supposed to pay every month, I don't blame him for raising hell about it. But one, if we got a specific amount that you're supposed to take out, I'm the type of person, I'm always making sure this shit not going to come back and bite me in the ass. So I'm going to be like, you know what? If I know you take out $127.50, you know, once a week, and it, you only took 9002, I'm gonna call and be like, this was under the gun. What happened? Did your system hiccup? Because I don't want it to come back and bite me in the ass. That's some bullshit that they locked him up for overpay. You know what I'm saying? They any excuse. Even if I don't come see my child on that day, I'm going to let you know. Hey, I can't make it today. Something came up. I don't feel good. You know, I'm going to let you know what it is. But they're saying he overpaid and they want to lock him up. Come on, man. Anything to bury this black man under the jail. 6 months, come on, that's stupid.
Right.
So you want to take him from his baby for 6 months and he's making a fucking attempt to, you know, make sure that his baby get this money. And she's fucked up for letting it go down because she has a say in it too. She could be like, Your Honor, look, he's a good dad. You know, he might have missed a day here or there, but, you know, he pays, for the most part, he pays his money on time. So she got a say in it too because she knew that her ass was getting overpaid. Then she wants the legal fees. Oh, bitch, get the fuck out of here with that shit. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Right.
Niecy, what's the deal, man?
Listen, hell, I can't even get child support, but the fuck? It's been a long time since I've seen some shit like that, but seen a child support check. But I respect the fact that the man is doing what it takes. I'm dead serious. I ain't seen a child support check in about 15 motherfucking years. Are you kidding? You know? shit, I'm a queen. I do it all. I've done it all. I do it all. Anyway, I feel bad for him, you know, the fact that he paying it and shit. They just looking for a way to get some more money because they see he dropped that $3,000 all at once, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's petty. And for him to get locked up over her legal fees, he not even getting locked up over the child support, for real, he getting locked up over her legal fee? And for overseeing
right.
child, why would she even tell it? I could see if he was causing all type of havoc when he's visiting a kid or something. It's got to be some more to it as far as, you know, the visiting, because if it was such a situation, she would have nipped that in. If it was a problem, she would have, as a mother, you know what I'm saying, would have nipped that in the butt. Like, okay, you was just here such and such day. You know you ain't supposed to be here till, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever the fuck, you know what I mean, however it's supposed to go. But so how was he even, how do they even know? Like, bitch, you went and told him, oh, he came this day, he came that day. You know, like, bitch, you should be glad the motherfucker, you know, participating. Because half these motherfuckers,
you know what,
don't participate. I'm going to keep it real. There's a lot of them don't participate. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Real talk. She should be grateful. Shit.
And that's why I always say
everything.
And that's why I always say when I speak on, you know, child support and everything like that, I always tell people, I said, I think child support should be the last, kind of the, like the last resort, unless the father is just absolutely not doing anything. Because once you involve the court in your business, there's nothing really too much that you can do. Because they set the rules, they set the ground rules and everything like that. And we've seen just what happened here. The man can't even, he can only see his child, you know, at certain days. If he sees his child at a day that the court didn't say that they could see him, it's a problem. And this is your son. So, you know, for all the, you know, people out there who, you know, is having babies, first and foremost, I tell people all the time, do not have kids with people that you don't think that you're going to be with for a while or marry. I might be a little old school for that. That's just me. My whole thing is if you should know the person before you lay down with that person. And if that person is not willing enough to actually put a ring on your finger and say, you know, I want to marry you and everything like that, I don't think you should have kids by that person.
But at
That's
the end of
me.
The day, that goes, excuse me, at the end of the day, that goes hand in hand with safe sex at the end of the day.
Right.
Period. Point blank. Because you know fucking, you know when you're fucking and you motherfuckers ain't using nothing to wrapping that dick up or had that bitch put a female condom on something to wrap it all
uh-huh.
the fuck up. Put a body bag on, goddammit. Jump in a garbage bag, some saran wrap, some something. You
uh-huh.
know motherfucking well that your motherfucking ass, it's a chance that bitch gonna get pregnant. Just cause ain't no other bitch got pregnant don't mean that bitch A, B, or C won't get pregnant. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Motherfuckers be so hot and horny, they don't even give a fuck. Just stick it in the motherfucking and some ground beef, motherfucking. Look what you got. So it goes hand in hand. It goes hand in hand. It goes hand in hand with safe sex. I don't give a fuck if you've been dating this bitch or she been dating this nigga for 6 months. That don't mean
You know what I mean? That it's okay. And I'm only speaking on this because I've been having this conversation with my motherfucking daughter. You know what I'm saying? The last 2 days ago, going off about this same situation. You know, just because you've been dating a motherfucker for 8 months don't motherfucking mean it's okay. Because, you know what I'm saying? Babies, this is how babies are conceived. You fuck, you get a present.
Right.
But you can't give back unless, you know, we go to the chop shop. Other than that, it is what
not
it is.
The
motherfuckers
chop
don't think like that. They don't think
she
like that. You know what I'm saying?
The motherfucking 22s off the dick.
Mama's baby, daddy's maybe. And if they not paying attention, you know what I'm saying? You gotta go through the whole process. I'm a mother 3 times, supposed to be more than that, but anyway, that's no story. But if you don't wrap it up, this is what you get. That's what you get.
Put your dick in the sling, fellas. Put the Peter Whacker in the sling. Negroes,
man.
Yeah.
How about this?
Put
your hand around your dick and make it work. How about that? Put your hand around your dick and make it work.
The rest of the year, put that thing in the sling. It's a motto. We branding it. It's a motto.
Yeah.
Put that thing in the sling.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
But hey, look there, y'all. Most of these girls ain't getting rid of the babies. Most of these girls ain't getting rid of the babies. And then there's some of these bitches that use the chop shop as a birth control. So at the end of the fucking day, I know some of them hoes. At the end of the day, it is what it is. And, you know, the situation. So most of these motherfuckers, you could repeatedly say know the person that you're going to get pregnant.
Yes.
Most of these motherfucking
young
people, everybody, they running up in motherfuckers. And bitches let niggas run up in them, and you don't wrap it the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
This is how life is. And it's for everybody.
Thing in the slang, y'all. Look,
I'm going to keep it real. They better be glad that's all they got out the motherfucking deal was a goddamn baby. Okay?
Wait a minute, honey, dip. Hold up. Look, we got to get into this break, but check this out, y'all. Pull y'all ear in real close. Don't tell nobody, okay? It's April Fool's Day. It's not just Easter. We know this. So I'm finna try to make this happen. Look, I'm finna do a prank call, and I need y'all to rock with me. Y'all, everybody, be quiet. We're going to take this quick break, right? Bring it in, and then I'm going to call my peoples, right? And I'm just going to make up this whack-ass story. Y'all listening? Can y'all hear me? Y'all know I'm going to make up this whack-ass story, right? And then we going to try to, you know what I'm saying? We going to try to get them on the line, and we going to see how this go. Well, let's get into a quick break. Get it? That long story. Jay, they mad.
Shit.
Niggas mad and I love it, and I love it. These bitches bad and I love it, and I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. Yeah, and I love it. A nigga fly don't need luggage. These niggas say they bomb. These niggas came by a bucket. Hoes never call. All of a sudden she love it. These niggas wanna see me fall, and she just trying to get nugget. Damn. My weed loud and my cup muddy. You can keep hating, but your bitch love me. Then he the freezer nigga, that's cold blooded. Let me in the game, now they can't sell me. I was working hard when you wasn't hard as me. Who does it? Flow sick, it's disgusting. I'm that nigga, they disgusting. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. And I love it. These bitches bad and I love it. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. They mad. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. Never,
Yeah, that was that Lone Star J. They mad. Hey, we gonna get to the hot seat in a second, but listen, like I was saying, y'all, I'm finna try to pull my peoples in on the line. So everybody put y'all ear real close to the phone. We finna have a little prank session real quick. Hold on. Let me see if I can get my folks on here. Hold on. Wait a minute, y'all. Be quiet. Wait a minute. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh my God. Hey. Oh my God, sis. What you doing?
Hello.
What
hello.
What you doing, sis? Can you hear me?
I hear you. I hear you. What's up, sis?
Girl, what you doing?
I'm sitting here listening to some music. What's going on?
Shit, bitch, oh my God, we on, we out of here, girl. I swear on everything, girl. I just hit for this motherfucker. Bitch,
what?
We gone.
Wait a minute, slow down. What you talking about? What are you talking about?
Girl, we gone. We out of this motherfucker. Can't you hear me? Bitch, we gonna get you all in for two because I see you need one. What?
You said what?
Bitch, I'm saying the
$40,000
from. No, what you talking about? I'm talking about this motherfucking money, bitch. I hit on this motherfucking scratcher, big money, bitch. We out of here. Are you going? Are you rocking?
Yeah, wait a minute. I don't know. Wait a minute. Where are we going? I'm thinking you talking about some of the after you, girl. We gonna go where? What is
bitch,
this?
Bitch, I run out here, girl. We out of this motherfucker. You rocking with me?
Hell yes, how long is it going to take for you to get here?
I'm saying, bitch, I could be there in like 20 minutes.
Okay, what I need to pack? Where are we going? Someplace warm or something?
Bitch, just give me, we going to get clothes and shoes and all kinds of shit, bitch, don't worry about it.
Okay, well, little shit, let me get my shit together. Is you for real?
Hey, wait, I don't know if I can do that, though. Hey, before bitch.
You know what? I can't stand your ass. You know what? You get on my damn nerves. I don't even want to talk to you no motherfucking more. Get off my motherfucking line with that bullshit.
I love you.
Whatever,
but you big guy. You big guy. I love you. Cover your ass, but you all know fabulous. It's not so funny.
Oh,
fabulous.
Shit.
Recently, allegations have surfaced that he put his hands on his lady. So, you know, Pops didn't play that. TMZ has actual footage. I got to see the footage. They bought us the story, and
mm-hmm.
The father goes and confronts Fabulous, like in his face, like, you got me fucked up, that's my daughter, he on some, you got me fucked up. So they exchange the words, they going back and forth. But let me tell you where I feel like he fucked up. One, you already know, if a real father, you know what I'm saying, they don't play about their motherfucking kids, especially their baby girls. They just don't play that shit
mm-hmm.
when it comes to their young ladies. But in the footage that I saw, I don't know if anybody else has seen this, I saw Fabulous, he turned his aggression towards the female that's in the midst of it. Like, the dad, they holding the dad back, It's like a bodyguard figure holding him back, and he turns and he, you know, kind of goes toward the young lady to intimidate her. I don't know if he was gonna jump on her. I don't know if he was gonna, you know, try to lay hands on her in front of the dad. But how do y'all? What mindset do that put y'all in when you find out certain things about certain people that you may have been a fan of? I was a Fabulous fan. Hell, I was a motherfucking Chris Brown fan. And saddest to say, I'm still that same Chris Brown fan, even though we all know how he fucked up Riri. We know what he did. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he apologized for it. But do you think that Fabulous is going to bounce back from this situation?
I feel like me myself, I don't know that that shit ain't cool. Now I was just talking to my graphics artist about this kind of bullshit, and not for nothing, we really haven't. All we see, she's supposed to be saying that he knocked her front two teeth out and shit, and bitch, you run around out there for real though. He got a knife in his hand. You know what I mean? We ain't seen her face without them teethuses. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And we ain't seen no police report. She ain't got no tooths. So, not teeth, but tooths. Where are your teeth? What's going on, for real, though? We know they got money. She going to get them shits fixed tomorrow. That's the case. But a real, my father, had he been alive, the way my father used to get down when he was alive, like, dude, you got to be fucking kidding. The way my daughter, my ex is about my daughter, ain't no fucking way in hell. Nigga would have snuck you. Fuck them guards. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't even gave this motherfucker a moment of time, whether he had a knife or not, a real motherfucker. I mean, I'm saying, but then again, you know, these motherfuckers who bark, they bark is louder than, you know, it's tougher than their bite.
Yeah.
I don't know. And plus, what Fabulous been doing any motherfucking way lately? Yeah, you
true,
might like that
that's
old
what
shit,
I
but
said.
What he been doing lately? Is he even relevant? You know what I'm saying? That don't mean that his other shit wasn't good, because, yes, it was. But the brother ain't doing shit. And at this same motherfucking time, he was feeling some kind of way because that bitch was going to see all the dirt he was doing out there. You mad? Like, I'm confused. Why you mad? Y'all been together 99 years. Why you mad because the bitch in the same state or city that you in? What the problem? What's the problem? For real, though. What is something behind all of that? You know, we do see only that little bit, that little snippet or whatever, but did he really knock this bitch teeth out the way she was running? He wasn't just coming aggressively on her. At the end of the day, it take two. You know what I'm saying? And the way it looked is she kept trying to get over toward him, maybe to calm him down or something. I don't know. But then after he finished, you know, yelling what he said, he's going to put a bullet in the daddy head or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Ugh. Then he turned around. But they both on both edges is creeping up against him. So what I see is him actually, he may have been mad, but I see him also trying to protect himself. You know what I'm saying? Why would somebody call me right now?
Yeah.
But like,
I think whatever happened, I don't think that video was the actual event. I think
that was the aftermath.
Yeah, that was the aftermath of that. But you know, for anybody who don't know, Emily from, you know, Love and Hip Hop, the first season, that's his woman. That was, you know, the woman he'd been with. And even if you watch, you know, Love and Hip Hop, you already know that their relationship was, you know, already kind of rocky in the first part. But I think what people got to realize and understand is, just because, you know, you look up to, you know, an entertainer, you know, because you like their music, you like, you know, certain things that they do in the industry, that they're, at the end of the day, they're human too, and they got faults as well. You know, so, you know, is it a surprise? It's not really a surprise, because, like I said, at the end of the day, they're human. Like Niecy said, we haven't seen pictures of, you know, the damages like we've seen with Riri and everything like that. We haven't seen. We really don't know. All we just know is what the story said.
Yeah,
from the police report. We really don't know. And from what I had, you know, what I know about the police reports lie. They don't tell 100% of the truth as well. So, you know, it unfortunately, you know, the beef between, you know, him and his woman is going on. And the father, you know, of course, being a real father. father had to step in to protect his baby girl. All respects to him, but at the end of the day, we really don't know 100% of the story. So I guess the only thing we gotta do is just sit back and watch. You know, see what's really going on. You know, a lot of people, you know, look at, you know, Fabulous, like, oh, he hit a woman, he shouldn't do that, da-da-da-da-da. I understand that, but still, at the same time, you don't know the full story. So don't go in something saying, you know, shaking your finger, not knowing 100% of the information. That's what I don't like about people. There's people that be running their mouth about a particular situation and don't know all the facts about the situation. So you're condemning a person and not really knowing all the facts. You're only going by what the media said or the police report says. And unless you're involved in the situation yourself, I suggest, you know, people just, you know, just wait. Just wait.
Lay, chill out.
You know, unfortunately, you know what happens.
If it's really real, the shit coming out.
Right. You see what happened, you know, Chris Brown and RiRi. You know, you seen the pictures with that.
Yeah, she's
so,
hurrying up.
You know, with Mac 10 and T-Boss, you know, we seen that. You know, there's dozens of Ike Turner, you know, Ike and Tina. You know, there's dozens of couples and entertainers that we've seen had domestic abuse, and we actually seen, you know, what
but
was going
what
on.
But this is what I am going to say. If this is true, why is she acting like it's brand new? Because this ain't the first time any man that after 20-some years supposedly have gone upside your motherfucking head, your face, twist your arm, broke a finger, whatever the fuck. It wasn't brand new. Bitch, you've been getting that ass with a long time. Why you complaining?
Right.
It don't make it right, but why you complaining now? It don't take you 20-some years
probably
to have
because his motherfucking pockets is low. Like you said, what have you been doing? You know, money make a motherfucker mad. When you ain't got it, you're really mad.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been in those type of relationships many, many goddamn years ago, centuries ago, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it don't take that long for a bitch to get tired, you know what I'm saying? And it took that long for you to get strong? Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Mm-mm, I ain't taking no ass whoopings, but I'm a motherfucking give some. You know what I'm saying? I've been there, did it, done it. And she's been going through this for a long time. And if that's the case, and it's sad, you know where the real pain comes in? The children. Because they've been watching it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Them kids, you've been watching it 20-some years. Like, you know, from that means them babies, them two little kids they got, they've been watching this since the day they was born. But we're going to see what the outcome is, because it's got to be, he got to have a you know, get his picture taken and shit, you know what I'm saying, when he got arrested, because they said it was a turnaround, pretty much, when he came out, that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, and let's see what the police report holds, let's see his fingerprints, because usually you're going to see the mugshot, the fingerprints, and a goddamn police report. Where her bloody face at? Because when he punched in her mouth, that bitch nose should have been fucked up, too. Her eyes should be black.
First of all, look,
you know what I'm saying?
If that happens, everybody got their camera phone with them at all times. I'm taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I'm covering my ass. That is the thing for 2018. Cover your nuts. Cover your ass. All that for 2018. Make sure your shit is right. And I don't want to see, if you put it out there after all this time, if allegedly this has been happening and you take it upon yourself to put it out there, just like we knew, again, with Chris, he was beating that ass. He had just went too far for her, and that was her breaking point. She was like, fuck that, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear you complain about fucking then be right back with him all up in his motherfucking face. Now, that I don't want to see, because bitch, after that, there's no motherfucking, I don't have no tears for you. None.
Right.
And I don't advocate that shit, but if you're going to put it out there like that, I don't want you woo-woo-wooing over this motherfucker next week. Fuck out
back
of here
with
that shit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In that
French.
Order.
And
in that motherfucker order.
And I don't feel sorry for him.
I mean, a lot of women go through it, and you know what, men too. We're not going to just say women, but whoever it is that relationship is with. You say, don't sit up here and keep complaining about that motherfucker. Keep that shit to yourself, because everybody don't need to feel your pain, and then your dumb ass, you have everybody ready, you know what I'm saying, to jump. And that, you know what I'm saying, jump at the drop of a hat. And then your ass stay there for the bullshit. You still around for it. I don't give a fuck. Listen, we trying to kill that nigga. What?
We are. It's run up. All you heard is run up, get done up in your head.
Are you ready?
Run up, get down. Run up, get down. That's all you heard. You ready? You TTG, baby. You train to go. Like what the fuck you gonna do?
That's out of habit. Listen, don't complain. Bitches be complaining, but stay with a motherfucker. Well, bitch, you ain't ready. You ain't tired. And you know what I'm saying? Don't get everybody involved in your bullshit. And you ain't
right.
Tired.
Don't get your daddy locked
tired,
up out there trying to
be tired
in this motherfucker ass.
Don't be
right.
Tired for the moment, bitch. Go all the way through with it. You know what I'm saying? Walk out with what you got on your motherfucking back. You can get that other shit later. How about is your life more important? Is your life more important? Because, nigga, you're not punching me in my motherfucking head. No, that's probably why I got the issues I got now. You know what I'm saying? My head. I've been there, did it, done it. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, that shit was 20 years ago and 30 years ago. And I refuse. And you know what? Because that's our history, women continue to, if we, you know, it's sometimes the things we grew up seeing. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
We think that's love. And we continuously pick those same motherfuckers. Like I said, I did it 30 years ago. And I went right back to it 20 years ago. And them is my kids' fathers. You know what I'm saying? So at the goddamn end of the day, I kept picking the same men. Same type of man, just a different form. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's learned behavior. You know what I mean? And
true.
It took, that's why I love me now. You know, had I known. So the bitches got to understand what, you know, and recognize what you got them kids around, that abusive shit, if that's the case. And abuse don't only come in a physical form. It comes in emotional.
Mental.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
more than one type of way. It's a mental and emotional and physical. It can, you know, and bitches don't understand the difference. You know, and like I said, it ain't just for women. Men get abused, too. I was one of them. My middle daughter used to fuck her daddy up, okay? But that was learned behavior. I learned to do that from being abused.
Mm-hmm.
So, shit ain't no joke, but we gonna see the motherfucking papers. If it's real, and I wanna know what's taking so long, because TMZ usually got the motherfucking, they usually got the fingerprints and everything. What's up?
Mm-hmm.
There's
it takes time.
Listen, this is what I'm talking about. If they just put me on a, if they hurry up, put me on a payroll, we'll get all this.
Nisi put in her application. Look, we better get off into a break real quick so we come back and jump into them honey dip thoughts, man. Nisi gonna give us a little schooling and tell us about them friends with benefits. So we, oh Lord Jesus Christ, I can only imagine what's gonna be said. But we finna get off into that A-Rap stuff. Go ahead and take us into this with that Mona Lisa. Let's go, man.
Word up.
I see you patiently waiting for me to get it in. From the back of your man, you think I wanna hit and quit. You dealing with it, catching younger with a lot of hunger. Your heart is on the line and that's a whole lot of pressure. My intentions are good, my intentions are pure. We can go further, only if you're sure. You think I'm laying game, but I ain't playing with you. Looking at you, Da Vinci couldn't paint a perfect picture. We had computer love and the block was something special. And every time I hear you, I wanna be next to you. I got the pen in the pen to tell you how I feel. Now I'm putting it down to show you what is real. You're my Mona Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. All you listen to me without you, ain't no way of winning. Us with clothes on is a way of sinning. So let's take the clothes off like it was the very beginning. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, yeah I need ya. I'm digging your style and mommy you are worth it. Please you believe me when I take your picture perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, yeah I need ya. Digging your style and mommy, you a worker. Please you believe me when I say your picture perfect. Soft strokes from my brush, that will make it ass. Lower curves from my wrist, that will make it fast. My signature on the bottom, that will make it mad. Your mixed heritage, that will make me so fine. We on the phone talking like for hours. Intimate conversation, have brains of organs, big showers. Booty with Aliana, dressing Gucci and Gabbana. If I could, I would dress you in all Prada. I know at times you would feel a little insecure. Look to me, I'm the one that protects all things natural. I like the way we play to get the game, and you tell me to do it again. You're my motivation for my artistic ability. More than sexual, you're like the best friend of me. In the bed with a rose petal, come lay with me. Jiggling, baby.
Go ahead, girl. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm taking you down, my mama, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your lips are perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm taking you down, and mama, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your lips are perfect.
On Top No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. That was rap star Mona Lisa. We in the Honey Dip thought. Honey Dip, what's the deal?
Yo, I'm sorry, y'all. You know, not for nothing. I had to apologize because some of the stories we be talking about, I'll be taking them to heart because I've been through some of a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying, in my past. So for my audience out there, I apologize. I feel like, damn, I thought about it. You know, I was dominating the conversation. Do apologize to my co-hostesses. And the people.
Oh, we love you, girl. You good. You good. What you talking about these friends with benefits, though? What do you mean? What are you going? What are we going with this? What are you talking about?
Yo, what the fuck? Why motherfuckers act like they surprised at who I am and what I do? Come on now. Yo, everybody know I'm not. Listen, you can't get near this pussy unless it's about that dead president in the, on that green and white paper. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. I do fucking porn. And every blue moon, I see a fan. You know what I'm saying? That's because they pay correctly. And it's safe encounters. You understand what I'm saying? Safe sex. Like I said, a body bag. I wrap all up. You know, I don't fucking understand why somebody would contact me. This man been contacting me for like a month or something, and constantly, he not really that far away from home. I just got back to Buffalo, like, what, this is my third day home, and this man is back on my motherfucking phone, back with the bullshit, again, on some, you know, well, when you gonna come to Rochester? Well, you need to get here. I'll be home at 11 o'clock. What the fuck, bitch? I don't live in Rochester. And how about this? I'm not leaving 28. That's my house number, 28. I'm not leaving this motherfucker. Fuck do you mean? Didn't the motherfucker got the fucking audacity to tell me, well, you told me we was gonna be friends with benefits. I know you wasn't talking to me, motherfucker. Never in a million years would I ever. Tell a motherfucker that you gonna be running up in this pussy for just because, nigga. What? You might like me, and it's hundreds of thousands of motherfuckers that like me. But at the end of the day, it's up to me if I want to fuck with you. What is it about you that I just want to drop this pussy? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I talk about fucking dick, and yes, I will suck the motherfucking moon out of a motherfucking dick, suck the dick to the head pop off, but guess what? What your money look like? Let's not motherfucking play. Let's not think that a bitch is for, I'm not for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm single. My last relationship ain't really, you know, we know how the little one, I ain't fucking motherfucking had to cuss the bitch out for weeks. Online on this show, you know what I'm saying. And other than that, my last relationship, a serious relationship, I was with that motherfucker for many years. And when I look, I'm not about to have it. What would make a motherfucker think? Like, I don't owe nobody a motherfucking thing. I feel like I give my life up. You know what I'm saying? Already to my fan base. You know what I mean? I love my fans. I appreciate them. I respect them until they cross the line with me and you get out of line. But at the end of the day, nigga, what? Why I just won't give you some pussy? Why? What is it?
Did he have a coochie contract?
Not on this pussy. Not on this pussy. And guess what? If it's a coochie contract, in that contract, it's going to say something about some goddamn money. Trust me when I say so. I don't care who don't like it. I don't give a fuck because guess what? I'm going to live my life the way I want to live it, how I want to live it, the way I want to live it. And call me what you want to call me. But I'm about that goddamn money. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind. Listen, bitch, love to get a pussy eight. I love all that. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to sex, I'm about that life. But I ain't about just handing pussy out. We ain't got pussy on a platter around this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand how motherfuckers actually think that I owe them. I don't even know you, motherfucker. And wait a minute. And then the nigga name is Cavassier. Bitch, you sound like a pimp. Are you
Cavassier?
Who that? And what was they thinking?
Where you find that this Negro at?
I didn't find him. This motherfucker found me. You know what I'm saying?
Ah,
and this
okay.
is also the thing, nigga, where you found me at, where you found me at, you already know it's about some goddamn money. So at the end of the fucking day, why would you, you know, you looking in a certain type of area where you know you're going to find bitches that's about that money any fucking way. I don't do drugs. Shit. I don't smoke crack. I ain't putting nothing in my motherfucking nose. You know what I'm saying? I ain't shooting nothing in my eye. I'm a bitch scared of you. I'm scared of needles, and only motherfucking pills I take is these goddamn 12 pills that this damn doctor's got me taking. You understand what I'm saying? And a Benadryl. Come on now. No.
Pastor
I don't fucking do drugs. You know, and I ain't 420 friendly, even though my doctor's trying to make me be. I'm not 420 friendly. So what the fuck is going on?
Well, my father needs to understand, don't nobody owe you shit. Don't nobody owe you nothing. I'm trying to see, I don't understand what people get
this
feeling
even know these
this
brothers,
sense
these
of
men.
Entitlement. Like, yeah.
They think, like, just be, a lot of men is starting to think, and it's understand that I sell a fantasy, but it is just what the fuck it is, a fantasy. You know what I'm saying?
Fantasy,
you can go
yeah.
and you can dream for free. You know, you could dream for free. Go dream about me. You can do that for free. But if you want to touch me, you're going to have to pay me. You understand what I'm saying? It is what the fuck it is. You know what I mean? I ain't doing porn because I'm bored. You know what I'm saying? I do it because there's some fucking money involved for me. It's just, you
right.
know, one way or the other, whether I'm doing it for my site. Trust me, when I'm doing it for my site, I got to pay the motherfucking webmaster. I pay hosting fees. You know what I'm saying? When I put it on clip stores, all these different clips for sales and all these different, you know, all the different places that it could be put up to make some fucking money. I do it to make money. So why is everybody thinking, I mean, it's not just him. This was just the latest one today. You know what I'm saying? I've been going through this shit.
Not
I just had the man call me all kind of thoughts and sluts. I'll be all that. Yep. I've been called what?
No, for real?
Because
you turned him down? Because you turned him down?
Yes, but what you can call me anything in the world, but what you won't be calling me is broke, bitch. Because how about this? If I fuck with you, that's where I would be. I'd be pulling, I'd barely be pulling lint out my pocket. You know what I'm saying? That's what you won't call me. It's flat fucking broke. Come on now. Then on top of that, this is the other thing. Why I got these little boys? I get a lot of little boys. I've had little ones, young ones. Matter of fact, there's some little young nigga and this shit crazy. I'm going to speak it on, he might be listening, I don't know. I see he in my DM on Instagram, and I don't really pay too much attention unless they talking about some motherfucking men. You know what I mean? But this motherfucker, I see he been on Love and Hip Hop. I see he been on Love and Hip Hop, but he only 22.
Yeah.
What you want with this old lady?
You a cougar. You act like cougar. People don't want that cougar cat. The fuck out of here. You act like people don't want that
cougar
cat.
How about this?
This cougar
cat is like a fucking 24-year-old's pussy. You know, matter of fact, younger than that. We got to remember
that.
You
got snapback pussy, rejuvenate pussy.
My last child fucked this pussy up. So the doctor definitely hooked it up. Okay, my shit tight,
elastic,
and not deep. Listen, she tore it up, and the doctor hooked it up. Okay, this pussy is just a brand new pussy, you know. Mm-mm. Doctor, tighten this motherfucker.
I think
so this bitch so tight.
I don't. I don't understand why people. Is it? Do you feel like it's because of the industry that you're in, and people feel like they could just come at you like that? Because we've all had friends with benefits, but it's a mutual motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying? Don't just
That's
come
what
at me.
I'm
just
saying,
just
and
just try to point your little ass in my DM. You know what I'm saying?
But this is the main thing. Now, as far as the little boy, that's, you know what I'm saying? I guess they look at it and they see the pictures and they probably think I'm much younger, you know what I'm saying, than what I am. You know, I can hang with the best of them, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I understand the little boy's trying to flirt or whatever. But this motherfucking Cavassier, nigga, please. And if your name
Pastor
is Hennessy, Cavassier, motherfucking Tango, any of that shit, stay the fuck away from me, okay? I don't want a nigga named after a piece of alcohol, first and foremost. You know what I'm saying? Come on now, dude. I owe you motherfuckers nothing. I give y'all the deepest part of me, and that's the visual. You know what I'm saying? You seeing me fucking dick. You seeing all the slob. You seeing me fucking. You seeing all this. I don't owe y'all shit. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to touch me, you're going to pay me. And then again, there's a, don't feel bad, motherfucker. You won't be the first or the last motherfucker I say no to. You know what I'm saying? I don't owe anybody nothing, and it probably is because of the industry that I'm in. But they can tell me one bitch that do porn that's giving pussy away.
Right.
We are in this industry because of the money.
Y'all better get y'all Stormy Daniels on in this motherfucker, get that money,
y'all,
get that bag.
Listen, shit. I ain't mad at her. I ain't mad at her because at the end of the fucking day, she's coming up. She, it is what it is. She coming up, you know. Shit, I ain't mad at that bitch, you know. Fuck that motherfucking orange motherfucker. Fuck that orange man.
Rap star, you and believe you ever get you a friend, or do you have you ever been in a situation like that where you had a fuck buddy and they just expected something else?
What you say?
Yeah, but the worst part is it usually turned into something. It turned into something, but you know, I never really had one. I was always in relationships, but it was just the fact that, you know, it would start off bad, and then, you know, as we got comfortable with each other, then it would turn into something. You know,
you called the F word.
At least y'all tried.
Yeah,
it was beneficial,
yeah.
but it was on both of your it benefited both of y'all. It ain't benefited
right.
me. You understand what I'm saying? It was an agreement that
right.
you both made. This man is trying to force me into doing this shit. Bitch, you got me fucked up. Not gonna happen. I don't even
know.
Well,
bully the pussy.
Listen,
no,
you can look like the bottom of a dirty ass garbage can, far as I know. I don't even fucking know. And it ain't even always the look. You know what I'm saying? From your personality already. It's making me feel some kind of way. Telling me I better be in Rochester. You gonna be home at 11 o'clock. Bitch, I don't even know where you live, let alone your name is Cavassier if you don't get off my phone.
Nisha, what you need to do is
been texting me for days, weeks.
You need to invest. You need to invest in making yourself
a
sex doll.
I'm in a relationship with somebody. I don't fuck with broke men. I don't, fuck if I gotta go somewhere with you and I got to pay for every motherfucking thing. And you asked me to go. You asked me to go somewhere, but I gotta pay for it. The fuck? What party game is that? I don't fuck with broke men. Point blank.
Hey, look,
point, it is
y'all go ahead.
And made it real clear.
Wait a minute. Rap star, get your comment off and then throw out your handles. We got to get up out of here, y'all. Y'all know what it is, man.
I was just going to say, Nisa, you need to go to them Asian people and invest in making yourself a sex doll of yourself. You won't have any problems.
I sure do.
I get one. Go ahead. I get one. Fuck that.
Wait. STL, you ain't gonna need no sex doll. You ain't gonna need that. I'm coming up there.
she coming to the loop. Coming to the loop. Go ahead, then throw y'all handles out there for the people, man.
Yeah. It's your boy Rapstar, aka Hurricane Kim. Yeah.
I Niecy Honey Dip on everything. The email NiecyHoneyDip@yahoo.com. If you're trying to book for photo shoots, fetish shoots, any type of shoots that's dealing with industry and that motherfucking dead president on that green and white money, that's Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. You know, and anything that's private and personal, NiecyHoneyDip@yahoo.com. I'm on all social media under Niecy Honey Dip, NEESE, Honey Dip. Don't get it twisted. I'm on everything.
It's your boy Rapstar, aka Hurricane Kim. You can catch me on Facebook at Cameron Cortez. You can look at my Facebook, Fanboy Facebook, Hurricane Cam, a.k.a. Rap Star. You can hook me up on Twitter, Rapstar 412. Hit me up on SoundCloud, Rapstar. You can hook me up on YouTube, Rapstar 412. You know what it is. This Rapstar, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, the Kangol Kid.
Amen. That's what it is, man. Happy Easter. All that April Fool's Day. Gotcha. We love y'all. See y'all next week. We out.
Yeah.
Let's go.
What?
I'll talk no filter. We do this.